You're watching and listening to The Pulse, WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God, and I'm your host, John Fowler. So glad to have you tuned in. We're continuing our series on pure perspective. This is part three, but I thought we would go back and hit the high spots, as Bishop Donnie Robinette will say, on what part one and part two was all about. I want to encourage you to download it on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and also it's on Facebook and it's on YouTube, and you can catch all the episodes. And I'll tell you what sparked this, because many of the Gen Zs don't know and don't have a need the way they feel that they have a need for salvation, for healing, or for freedom. Many of them don't even know that they're bound. But as believers, we have experienced God's power, and we can share it with other people. Here's the key. Because you're saved, we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to people. So in this study, I've been equipping you through the Holy Spirit on how to reach your generation in Christ. So in part one, we talked about, and the title of the Bible study is You Have What They Need. And so the first part is you have salvation to offer. Now, you can't save anybody, but if you are a Christian, then you have salvation that you can offer other people. And so why would you want to hold that in and not share that with other people to where they can get saved and go to heaven with you instead of going to hell? You have to remember that the destiny of other people are in your hands. You should write that down. The destiny of people are in your hands. And you have the ability to change their destiny from hell to heaven. And man, that's a powerful statement. So part two is this. You have healing to offer. Now, although you can't heal anybody, but the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you can. And the Bible tells us that we have rivers of living water that flow out of us so that we can help minister to people through healing. And that's emotional healing. That's not only emotional, but it's also physical. There's so many different needs that people have today, and you and I have that ability to be able to minister to people. So I want to encourage you to do that, because there's so many needs. Let's go over some statistics about the generation of Gen Z. Recent studies show that only 4% of Gen Z hold a biblical worldview, meaning that they believe in the absolute moral truth as defined by the Bible, view God as an all-powerful creator, and see Jesus as the only way to salvation. Even though 40% of Gen Z identify as born-again Christians, they do not openly express their faith, feeling unequipped or hesitant to do so in public. So this is to help equip you to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's like talking to people about the new restaurant that opened. Hey, have you been to such and such? Man, their food is really good. Or the movie that's out, the new movie. Hey, man, you need to go see this movie because it's really awesome. Well, talking about Jesus is the same way. Well, I just don't want to offend anybody. Well, what if they didn't like the movie? Or what if they wouldn't have liked the restaurant that you were talking about? See, you can't worry about what people say when the destiny of people are in your hands. So let's talk about part three. You have freedom to offer. What do you mean freedom to offer? You have freedom in Jesus to offer. Freedom from addiction. Freedom from sickness, freedom from depression, freedom from anxiety, freedom from going to hell and going to heaven. That's the biggest one. So not only that, when you look at John chapter 8 and 36, it says this, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." So you were freed from sin, temptation, struggles, from the cross. When Jesus went to the cross, you were made free. That means you have the ability to walk in the John 10:10 faith, which says that the devil comes to lie, kill, and to destroy, Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It doesn't get any more abundant to know that a load of bricks has been taken off of you, spiritually and physically, that you don't have to lay awake at night wondering if you're going to heaven, because you can change it. You don't have to be addicted. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be under condemnation, and you don't have to be living in the blah life that you're in, because God has set you free through Jesus at the cross. So here's some questions that you have given in part three, and I thought we'd cover these today. And I would encourage you to reach out on TikTok or my personal YouTube channel, John Fowler. I encourage you to subscribe to it, or also my Facebook page. And you can go to these and put your comments, put your questions, and we'll cover it in part four of the study, Pure Perspective. So here's some of your questions. What does true freedom in Christ look like? And John from Cincinnati, that is a great question. Here's what freedom looks like. Walking in peace. If you walk in peace, that means you're walking in freedom. If you're walking and you're not addicted, then you're walking in freedom. If you're walking in your life and you don't have a sickness to your name, that's walking in freedom. Remember, Jesus went to the cross so that you could have life, and so that you could have it more abundantly. So I hope that question helps. So how do you get there? How do you get to freedom? Well, first of all, you say, Father, forgive me of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and live. Use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor. At that point, you've now become a Christian. That means that you have been changed. That means Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God, the Trinity, which is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, now lives inside of you. And at that point, it's time to get in a Bible-believing church. Start reading your Bible. You can read it on an app, however way you want to do it. And start reading the four Gospels of the Bible. And I encourage you to search. If you've never read the Bible or don't even know how to, you know, go to YouTube and type in how to read the Bible, and it'll show you and give you some good ways. People say, well, I just don't read very well. Well, how do you listen? Do you listen very well? If you listen very well, then there's apps of the Bible that will read to you. Caught you on that one, didn't I? Okay, here's the next question that we want to share with you today. This is Lori from Mississippi. Why does sin feel like freedom at first, but leads to bondage? Lori, that's a great question. Let's talk about that. Why does sin feel like freedom at first, but leads to bondage? Well, think about this. Think about you have a new relationship so if you're a girl, you would have a boyfriend. If you're a boy, you would have a girlfriend, and you start dating, and it starts about going out to dinner. It starts about going on a walk down the boulevard. It's like going to a movie. It's like going to, a fall festival or the fireworks or the regatta, and you're just having a great time. And then the attraction begins, and then you begin to fall in love with that person. Some people fall in lust. They don't fall in love. They fall in lust. And so what happens is you just feel absolutely just so glad to be with that person, and you're so excited and can't wait to be with them. And then what happens after that? The hormones kick in. Then the next thing you know, you're in bed with that person, and you're having premarital sex with that person, and that's not godly. That's not what he wants. That's not what he's called you to do. Sex is saved for marriage, But many people don't believe that. And then you feel horrible about what you did. And then I've heard this story so many times, and then people apologize and they say, man, we should have never done that. It's not something we should have done. And see, then you think, wow, we're walking in freedom. We're walking in a new part of our life, because after the condemnation goes away and the next night you're doing it again, and you're thinking, man, you're like really deep in this thing and you're in trouble. Well, what happens is you think you're walking in freedom because you're in this new relationship and you love each other and you lust each other, probably more than that. And the next thing you know, then you get pregnant because you were doing things you weren't supposed to be doing. Man, I'm really down a rabbit trail with this, but this is how this works. And this is a story that I hear so many times from people. Well, when you were in that relationship at the beginning, it's like, wow, you know, this is wonderful. And this person just makes me happy. And I really enjoy being with this person. But then all the baggage starts. The freedom goes away. And then it leads to bondage. Because temptation, now understand this, temptation is not a sin, all right? It's yielding to that temptation that makes it sin. Well, then you say, well, what's temptation and what is not temptation? Well, the Bible will tell us in later episodes what is temptation and how we can get out of that. So then it leads us to bondage. And bondage is when you are absolutely handcuffed and you feel like that you can't turn to the right or turn to the left and something else has control of you. Whether it be lust, whether it be depression, whether it be sickness, whether it be financial issues, and you feel like it has total control over you and you don't know how to get out of it. Look, that's bondage. That's what Jesus did at the cross. He freed you from that. You just have to figure out who you are in Christ and know who you are in Christ and then begin to walk in freedom. Remember that at first, you know, when we're in this relationship and we think things are going well and then we start doing things we're not supposed to and then we get ourselves in bondage and then we have to ask God to say, hey, can you help me out of this? I just heard the same story yesterday of what I'm telling you today. So here's the third question for today. This is from Brandon in Illinois. Here's what he says. How can you help someone see that Jesus offers real freedom? Wow, what a question. All right, Brandon, here you go. How can you help someone see that Jesus offers real freedom? Well, I can do a comparison between what the devil does and what God does. And I can tell you that what the devil does is absolutely going to put you in freedom and rock your world in a bad way. But remember, if you're going to speak and walk in freedom, then peace goes with that. So you have to ask yourself this question. And let me repeat the question. How can you help someone see that Jesus offers real freedom? Because you're the testimony. You are the testimony. If you're walking in peace, if you're walking in faith, if you're walking in victory from bondage, then you're walking in the freedom of Christ. So you are the example of freedom. Isn't that powerful? That's how you help people. You walk the walk and you talk the talk. And that leads to our challenge for today. Share a Bible verse on social media that speaks about freedom in Christ. There is your challenge for today. Share a Bible verse on social media that speaks about freedom in Christ. Thank you so much for joining us for the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God Q&A today on part 3, how can you walk in freedom? And you have freedom to offer, just like Brandon said and asked that question. It's perfect. Thank you all for your questions, and I encourage you to go to my personal YouTube channel, John Fowler, or you can go to my personal Facebook page or the Pulse WV Live and be able to put your comments in, share your comments. And if you have a question, we will address it on our next show, part four of Pure Perspective. I'm your host, John Fowler. Thanks for giving to this ministry. I want to hats off to the ones that give. Thank you so much. If you're wanting to give to this ministry, there's three different ways. Text the word PULSE to 1-304-244-3187. Go to thepulsechurch.com and give through PayPal, or mail your love gift to P.O. Box 141, Gasaway, West Virginia, 26624. Thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God. Have a great day.